Chris Rivera on FM 101.3 KIKC. And I have on the phone line here this morning is Bob Lewandowski, the superintendent of Colstrip Public Schools. And Bob, welcome to the show here.
Hey, Chris, it's nice to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
And, of course, you guys had a school board meeting this last Monday. Can you talk about what went on at that school board meeting?
Absolutely. You know, on the 22nd, Governor Bullock had a reopening plan that he said that on May 7th, all schools will have the option to reopen in the classroom. After that, on April 22nd, we also had the MHSA Executive Director Mark Beckman tell us that they were going to close all activities, and activities would cease because of the pandemic. And we scheduled a meeting for April 27th. And in the time between April 27th and between April 22nd, we had gathered surveys, information, et cetera. And at the April 27th board meeting, which is last Monday, the special board meeting, the Colstrip Board of Trustees voted unanimously to declare that due to a state of emergency, the district will continue school closure for the remainder of the school year through May 29th.
And what were all of the factors that went into that decision there?
You know, there were a lot of factors that we had. I know that the governor put out some guidelines in which schools could operate. And one of the things that we found that with those guidelines, that we weren't going to be able to meet a lot of those guidelines. We also considered things like we put out a stakeholder survey through Facebook. We had 584 people surveyed, and in that survey, we opened it up to the entire community. We know not everyone was able to respond, but we wanted to provide some information for our board to act upon, or at least have more information. But we had 584 surveyed, and 475 of those 584, which is 81%, said, hey, no, we don't think schools should reopen on May 7th for the remainder of the 1920 school year. You know, that was one thing that was really significant. And on top of that, we asked the parents out there, we said, would you bring back your student or your child if we did reopen school? And of 259 surveyed, 150 said no. That's 58% said no, so we were worried about, hey, even if we did open up school, would we have kids here at school to serve, and how would we serve them? And if we didn't have all the kids here at school serving them, where else would we have to serve them? Would we have to continue our remote learning package? And so that was also a consideration. In addition to that, you know, Chris, we asked our teachers, of course, and staff, hey, how do you feel about reopening school? And we had 73 that we surveyed, and 65 or 89% said they didn't feel like we should come back to school. And that's a significant number. And we know that there's people out there that really feel strongly about either getting back to normal or returning back to school, and those that don't. And we don't want to reflect any bias, just the facts that we were able to collect. Another thing that I know that we dealt with, or we're looking at dealing with if we came back to school on May 7th, was the social distancing of 6 feet, right? So we asked the teachers, upon reopening school, do you believe it to be possible to manage social distancing in your school system as currently defined as 6 foot or more between individuals? And, of course, 93% of those individuals responding said, no, we don't know that we can do that. And it would be hard. I can imagine how difficult it would be to keep two first graders, kindergartners, second graders, third graders from wanting to go out and play together and keep 6 foot apart. And last thing that was kind of really interesting, and we had a lot of other questions out there, but another one I wanted to share with you on the survey, when we surveyed our teachers and staff, we found that, you know, we asked them, you know, using the state's measure, a vulnerability, we said, do you consider yourself vulnerable individuals as defined by the Center of Disease Control as those as 65 years of older with serious underlying health conditions, including high blood pressure, chronic lung disease, diabetes, obesity, asthma, or those who are immune, whose immune system is compromised by chemotherapy for cancer or other conditions requiring such therapy? You know, so if you had any one of those, would you consider yourself vulnerable? And believe it or not, I mean, you know, 29% of our staff fell into those categories. and just an open response, you know, or 21. And so we're thinking that we may not have all of our students return. We may not have all of our staff return. We aren't able to follow the governor's guidelines as per se from masks and protective equipment. I think the board just really felt like they didn't have a choice in these matters because we couldn't provide all the provisions outlined by the governor in order to really consider reopening school.
And not to mention the limited amount of school days you actually would have once you did go back to school.
Absolutely. The risk versus gain just wasn't there, or the risk versus benefit. However you would look at that, it really isn't there. And I know there are a lot of teachers, and they had comments to the surveys that just felt like they would no sooner get their kids back into a routine to start school and get things going so learning can really take place at an optimal level, but then we'd turn around and be dismissing those students. So, you know, I think time, that was also a barrier in which was considered, and I think it also weighed into decision.
And, of course, if you did go back to school, then you would lose that summer food service program as well.
Absolutely. And that certainly was a consideration, you know. We have students coming in from Lame Deer, from Ashland, other communities, in which we run a bus and we serve those kids. And we're able to use the summer food program in order to do so without cost. If we went back to school and they didn't go back to school, we wouldn't be able to serve those kids. And those kids, I say, are kids from the age 0 to 18. So not just kids that are in school, but children as a whole. So, we would lose that program, and it was certainly a consideration. And we didn't want to have kids not serve because, you know, honestly, for some kids, that's their best meal, right? And for others, it may be their only meal. And we didn't want to take that away from them either.
And were prom and graduation discussed at that board meeting as well?
You know, prom wasn't, but, you know, graduation really was discussed. We think, in so much as we also approved several policies, all right? And in approving those policies, the board's approved emergency measures by unanimously passing 1902 alternative grading, which is an alternative grading system that allows us to assign grades for kids K through 12. And also, we passed the district meetings, gatherings, and events policy 1903. These established procedures and frameworks from which graduation and promotional ceremonies may take place. And so we're working on graduation at this particular time, how we can do that, how we can do that within the guidelines, the distancing guidelines that will be approved by the board and that are currently in place. So we're working on that. Prom, not so much. It hasn't been a consideration. But certainly, you know, 13 years worth of work that our students have put in, we certainly want to do everything we can to acknowledge and to congratulate those folks for what they've done.
And what would your graduation ceremony look like whenever it took place?
Well, we're just currently planning. We're trying to plan on the same date of May 17th at 2 p.m. That's the current plans. I know those plans are being discussed with parents and other stakeholders as far as what that would look like. We have several options I think they're presenting to those parents, and those options certainly can change with input from parents and students and, you know, class officers, et cetera, and teachers. So I don't know exactly what that's going to look like. I just know that we're going to follow that policy that's put in place, that 1903 school district meeting, gathering, and events policy. We're going to make sure we provide as safe as environment as we possibly can and to adhere to the provisions and the expectations of the state as well as our school board.
And how has Colstrip students and staff responded to the whole distance learning thing since it started?
Well, you know, what we've done at Colstrip, we were fortunate enough and have been fortunate enough to provide our delivery system electronically, since we have a one-to-one program providing Chromebooks for every student in our school district, we were able to do that. There are some hang-ups with that in so much as that some of the students didn't have internet access, and we provided hot points, and those that we didn't have hot spots for, we turned around and we provided some paper delivery, though that wasn't optional because We have some protocols in place in which we handle, in the ways in which we handle paper and the way we're supposed to pick up paper. As a whole, I think, today, I guess it's really, today, this week is Teacher Appreciation Week, and I want to really extend, because I have this opportunity, my thanks and congratulations to all the teachers in our district, not just the ones that work here, but the ones that work other places that are coming home and that are teaching kids, and the ones that are at home teaching their kids. I mean, we appreciate everything that they've done, because, we have some online programming that not only are some of our kids had to learn, but most of our parents had to learn. And our teachers have done a great job here within the district, pushing out those expectations to our parents and children in a variety of ways. We've made courtesy calls in the district to make sure everybody is well. We continue to make those. Our teachers continuously make contact with parents and kids. We track kids through the programming we have online. We have programming that's analytical and provides us some ideas of how they're progressing, what gaps they may have. So we really feel that between some of the programming and the teachers and the hard work by the parents, and certainly the follow-up by the kids has been exceptional. But it hasn't been without bumps. There's been concerns. Online learning isn't for everyone, but we've done really well with everyone. They have. And I think our community has been exceptional at saying, hey, listen, this isn't perfect. And these are unprecedented times. And we understand the stresses that the district is under and the teachers are under, and the work they're having to put together in a short amount of time in order to make things happen for our kids. They've been great. Colstrip has been really, really exceptional in being supportive. And I got to tell you, I'm really proud of our community as a whole and how they've handled things, because, it's like everything else during normal life. Gee whiz, we have a lot of complaints. We have a lot of concerns. Some of them may be really significant. Some of them may be really petty. But during these times, this group up here has really come together, and Colstrip can be proud of all of its teachers, including parents, grandparents, and the teachers we have, that normally in class that are pushing the content out.
And, of course, the key to the whole situation is we're all in this together.
Chris, that's absolutely right. We are all in this together, and I think that's something that they've embraced without even asking. They've embraced it. They've asked a lot of questions. Can we do this? Can we do that? I know our tech team gets questions all the time. My Chromebook's broke down. How can I get a different one? My charger no longer works. I mean, there's just so many things, and we just really have been in this all together. And I haven't had the opportunity to speak to everyone in the community other than through Facebook and the superintendent's blog and through our web. We've been able to provide some communication. We've also been able to provide communication through our all-call system. But we still haven't been able to reach everyone the way we would like. But I think, the district has done a good job. I think our parents have done a good job in following up. And it is an altogether thing. I mean, communication is two-way. It goes two ways. It just doesn't come from an institution like a school. But it comes back and forth between parents and school. And I got to tell you, through all this, in some ways, I think we are certainly better as far as educators across the district, parents and teachers included. And I think our communication has really improved. I mean, gee whiz, we've never, I mean, Zoom, now we're all avid and trained Zoom users, and we apply the applications in our board meetings and other meetings. It's just another way to communicate. And so it's the way we've done most of our communicating with our board and, and with a lot of our governance system. So I think we are in this together, and I think we're better for it.
And come May 5th, will there be any opportunity for the students to come to the school for any additional tutoring they may need?
Well, we're taking this step by step, and I would like to see their students as soon as we can. Right now, students can't come into the school, right? Though we're going to have a way to, we're working on ways to check out our seniors and have them pick up their stuff that they've left at school. We're working on those measures to exchange that information the best way possible within the guidelines from the governor. So we're working on all that, and as soon as we can get things back to normal, we want them to be back to normal. We want COVID-19 to go away, and I pray that we never see a case in Rosebud County or in, you know, or anywhere near us, you know, for that matter. And I certainly pray for those people that are dealing with that sickness at this current time. But yeah, we're looking forward to getting kids back into school.
And if summer school does end up taking place and kids have to go to summer school, more than likely that will be remote learning as well, correct?
Well, we haven't talked about summer school. Our district normally doesn't offer summer school like some districts do, because our kids come from so many different areas and the busing that's involved with all that. But right at now, until we hear otherwise, we're going to follow the guidelines in place and those policies we've passed until this pandemic has been brought to some sort of closure.
And what are your thoughts overall about the whole pandemic, of course, remote learning, and just everything in general and anything in closing?
Well, I think this, you know, what we try to do at the Colstrip Public Schools is we kept safety in mind. In fact, it's one of our strategic it's in our strategic plan, and it certainly is one of those things, one of our values there. And we wanted to be also good soldiers, right, in time of crisis. If you ask us to do something, we're going to do it, right? And we're going to do what's best for everyone and make sacrifices, because I think that's what our nation's done. There's tremendous sacrifices in our economy that have been made by individuals, and people are making all types of sacrifices, you know, in order to maintain some levels of safety. So we wanted to echo those levels of safety in everything that we've done. It's not ideal. It's not what we choose. But what we do choose is we choose to be, you know, allegiant to our country, allegiant to, you know, we pledge those allegiances for a reason. And I think our community is anted up and soldiered up. And I think we can be real proud of Colstrip, Montana, and Colstrip Public School District.
All right. And anything else that you would like to add there, Bob?
No, Chris, I just appreciate the opportunity to get out and to voice some of the things that are going on for those people that haven't had a chance to hear about what's going on in Colstrip and what we're doing and what we're attempting to do. So thank you very much.
You're welcome, and I do thank you for your time here, Bob.
All right.
That is Bob Lewandowski, the Colstrip School Superintendent. And I'm Chris Rivera on FM 101.3 KIKC.